You know exactly what you want to say. And then the word just vanishes. It's right there, almost, but not quite. It could be a name of something you use every day. Maybe it's a word you've known for years. What if it happens in the middle of the conversation and suddenly you're left thinking, why can't I think of it? If this has been happening during perimenopause or menopause, well, guess what? You're not alone. And no, this does not mean something's wrong with your intelligence. Today, we're talking about memory lapses and word-finding issues in menopause, why they happen, what hormones have to do with it, and how to support your mind with more compassion and less fear. I'd like to welcome you to MenoSpark, the podcast that helps women reignite their spark through perimenopause and beyond, with a focus on holistic health and wellness. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a board-certified sexologist, sex coach, menopause care provider, integrative wellness coach, and I'm certified in integrative functional nutrition. Plus, I'm your go-to guide for navigating the wild, weird, and wonderful ride that is midlife. Why? Because I'm doing this full journey without hormones. Oh yes, I am postmenopausal, no hormones. And if you're new here, welcome. Be sure to hit that follow button so that you never miss an episode. And if you're returning, thank you for being a part of this amazing community. How are you? You know, this word missing phenomena that happens with perimenopause and beyond, I'm sure, have noticed it quite a bit here on the MenoSpark podcast, because it is one of my biggest pet peeves and a symptom that, quite frankly, just pisses me off to no end. I cannot pronounce words like I used to. I mean, in between trying to pronounce, it disappears. It eventually comes back, but it's like WTF. So that's why we're talking about memory lapses and word-finding issues today. Why the words feel just out of reach. The Thrive pillars that this episode represents is hormonal balance, restorative practices, and tailored nutrition. So let's start by separating the retrieval lag from true memory loss. Most menopause-related memory changes are about retrieval speed, not information storage. That means the information, it's still in there. The brain is simply taking longer to access it. This can show up as, well, forgetting names temporarily, losing track mid-conversation, misplacing keys, glasses, or your phone while you're on your phone. Been there a couple times. Forgetting tasks unless they're written down. Needing extra time to recall familiar information. This is often temporary and fluctuates with hormones, sleep, and stress. And that's important because true degenerative memory issues tend to be progressive. All right? Menopause-related memory issues come and go. Now, this is one of the hallmark symptoms of midlife cognitive changes. Word-finding issues happen because estrogen supports several brain functions that is tied to language. It influences neurotransmitter efficiency, verbal recall, language processing, which is where a lot of my problems come in, memory retrieval speed, another issue, and mental flexibility. As estrogen fluctuates, verbal retrieval may slow. This is why women often say, I know the word. Where the F is it? That's a classic retrieval lag. A good metaphor is this. The file is still in the cabinet. It just takes longer to pull it out. That's very different from the file being missing from the cabinet. See the difference? Now, sleep and cortisol, they have their part here. with our poor word loss, memory retrieval, and everything else. Sleep and cortisol, it makes everything intensify. Sleep disruption significantly affects memory consolidation. When sleep is poor, which for menopausal women it usually is, the brain has less opportunity to process the day's information, sort memory pathways, strengthen recall networks. And now we throw in some cortisol, that damn stress hormone. Elevated stress hormones reduce working memory and slow recall speed. That is why after several nights of poor sleep, a stressful week, emotional overload, word-finding issues often spike. And many women notice it's always worse when I'm tired. And that's physiologically true. I know for myself, when I talk to clients in the evening, sometimes till 8 p.m., my brain is definitely is not firing on all cylinders by then, and it takes me longer for just about everything. But we also have to keep in mind that memory problems worsen when your mental load is high. This can include multitasking, emotional labor, decision fatigue, constant notifications, and digital overwhelm, aka social media. Your brain is trying to manage too many simultaneous inputs. Think of it like too many tabs open in a browser, or too many files taken from the cabinet. Eventually, the system slows. This is why simplification supports recall. Less fragmentation equals better access. This also works with your hard drive on your computer. That's why you defrag it when you need to. Now, so what helps it? What helps memory and word recall? Well, I'll make this as practical as I can. You got to remember hormonal balance. You got to understand estrogen's cognitive role helps reduce the fear of memory issues. Restorative practices. Protect sleep first. This is one of the most effective interventions. We have tailored nutrition. Blood sugar stability directly affects recall. Protein at breakfast can make a noticeable difference. Then we have some cognitive support tools. Written reminders, voice notes, one list instead of many lists, reduced multitasking, pause before speaking, which is difficult when your progesterone is low, FYI, but you want to give your brain more space. So if you've got better recall, so what does that feel like? Well, it feels like fewer lost words, smoother conversations, maybe some less frustration, more confidence in the way we look and the way we talk, quicker mental recovery. It's not perfect, but you've got better access. And that's the real goal. Which brings us to the spark action of the week. Choose one of these support shifts and do it all 7 days, okay? You can improve sleep this week. Now, I know I usually say that every single week, but sleep is one of the number one things. 2, you can reduce multitasking. 3, you can put everything on one list instead of having multiple. 4, you could eat protein at breakfast. 5, take 10-minute mental breaks. If you can, get up from your desk, go out, smell the air, come back in. Since I work from home, I take my dog out. We hang out outside for a while and come back in. That usually helps to shift brain function for me. Now, if you want more support, of course, I am always here from you. I've got menopause appointments, kind of like a doctor's appointment. And I also have the Unpause Menopause Wellness Audit, where I give you a whole roadmap for you to use for yourself. All right. Visit menopausewellness.co to explore your options. Now, memory lapses during menopause do not mean you are losing yourself. They mean your brain is adapting to hormonal, sleep, and stress changes. Less fear, more support, more restoration. Now, next week on MenoSpark, we're going to talk about decision fatigue, mental overload, and why everything feels harder by evening. I'd like to thank you for being here. Yes. And if today's episode resonated with you, I see you, I've been there, I'm still there, and I promise there is a way forward. Do not walk this road alone. You are worthy of healing, connection, and joy. I'd like to thank you for hanging out with me here on Mental Spark today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you found it helpful, please share it with a friend, leave a review, and make sure you're subscribed. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Substack for menopause insights, holistic tools, and new ways to support your spark. And if no one's told you this today, let me be the first to say it. You are fabulous. Until next time, keep that spark alive. You deserve it.